Good morning. Today is the 18th day of the Omer. If you haven't counted this yet, please do so during daylight hours. This evening's at 7:20. Just a friendly reminder, learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda ben Nisim and also Le'ilui Nishmas Baro ben Yaakov Halevi. We are learning, Mishnayos are studied, as we do every single day, Le'ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Negayim. We are in the 14th perek, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, by Yom HaShmini, picking up where we left off the day before. The Mitzvah has to bring a series of karbanos. So on the 8th day of his Tara process, he brings three animals, maybe Shalosh Behemos. Chatas V'Alsham V'Ola, he has to bring a chatas. He has to bring a female sheep as a chatas, two male sheep as one as an asham, and one as an ola. All three have to be less than a year old in that situation. It also happens to be that he's going to have to bring three esronim of flour mixed with olive oil. Behadal haya maybe chatas of ola sa'of. The poor person brings birds for their chatas and the ola. But every mitzora has to bring a sheep for an asham. Now, bala waits ala asham. First thing that the mitzora would do is he would come to the asham. Then he would show up and samach shtei yadav alav. He would go ahead and do smicha. What does that mean? He would put his hands on top of the korban and he would lean on it. Ushchato, and then he would shecht it. And the truth is, anyone could do that shechita for him. The two kohanim would go ahead and take the blood. One would accept it in a kli, in a clay shares, in a holy utensil, and the other one would collect it biyad in his hand. So zeshikibo bekli bozrako al kiram isbeach. The kohen who took the blood in the kli would come and put it on the side, on the northeast and southwestern corners of the mizbeach. That's what we do with an asham in general. The blood touches all four sides of the mizbeach. The one who took the blood in its hand would come to the Shar Nikanor, to the Nikanor gate where the mitzvah was standing. The mitzvah had already gone to the mikveh prior to the tenufa and smicha of the animal. He would go to the mikveh over there. Baba Amad B'Shar Niknar, after he went to the mikveh, he came to the gate for the tenufa and for the smicha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo haya tzarich tefila. Rabbi Yehuda says he didn't need to do tefila because he had done it the day before. And however, the halacha follows the view of the first Tana, and that's the way we proceed. We'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.